The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Hello from Bali.
Well, hello from Bali.
Hi. Hi. Hello there.
To be honest with you, I'm not happy with you, but we're going to move on. It's the first time I've ever been not happy with you.
What, because I'm in a hot country and you're in the cold?
You're in a hot country, I'm in the cold, I've got a hoodie on, you look very, very tanned and I look very, very pale, which is...
Yeah, I thought what I'd do, I'd start the show with just being a little bit of after sun on, because I caught the sun earlier and I'm a bit sore.
I hope everyone listening is having a fabulous Christmas in the rain, or a new year in the rain, actually. Christmas has gone, thanks.
Oh, but, I've been tanned.
Let's try and ignore the fact. In fact, let's not listen to Cece. In fact, let's just come right.
And end.
But yeah, hello everyone.
Hello everyone. Happy New Year.
I said that like they were going to answer.
Hello. I feel like they would answer. If I was driving in my car, listening to our podcast, I'd say hello back.
Would you?
Yeah. Do you say Happy New Year to people?
No.
No, I don't really either. I just said it then. I didn't mean it. Do you know what I've decided to start saying is Happy New Experience? Because I feel like there's a lot of pressure when you say to people, Happy... No, but listen to this.
Oh, Bali,
there's a lot of pressure.
Really,
I'm so Bali right now. I'm rubbing my legs, you know, by the way, if you're wondering what I'm doing.
It's like you're experiencing your gap year, yeah?
You know, Happy New Experience
is sort of that energy.
I just love everything. I'm a hippie. No, but
my vibrations are so good right now. I'm just vibrating.
I don't mean it like that. I mean, because I feel like there's a lot of pressure.
Happy New Experience.
When you say someone.
Happy New Experience.
Yeah, Happy New Experience. Because Happy New Year is, I know you've been
kind of shit. Right, New Year, new me. Fuck off. I'll be the same prick I was in December and January. Bollocks.
Oh, dear Pete, someone didn't have a good Christmas, did they?
No, do you know what? I genuinely don't like Christmas, but I hate New Year. Because I hate about New Year is I hate everyone going, you know, this year's going to be my year. This year is my year. I'm going to put on all the things that went wrong last year, I'm going to make right. I'm going to be a better person this year. I'm going to stop doing this. I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to give up smoking. I'm going to go to the gym. You're going to do fuck all, because by the end of January, you'll be the same wanker you were the year before, because people never live up or never stick to what they say they're going to do. So New Year's resolutions, bollocks. Fuck them, bollocks, because no one ever does it.
I'm so glad I asked. I didn't actually ask.
Tell me about your New Year's resolutions.
Well, to be honest, I think I feel similar. I would just take away the heat of what you've said. I a little bit less heat. I like it when you get like that. It's fine.
Yeah.
But I think it doesn't need to be a new year to start something new. If you want to start something new, start when you want. Start it in fucking March. Start it in August. Start it whenever you want. Like, I get it, because it's like all mundane, fresh, you know, new day. And then it's a new year. And then it's, oh, wow, 1st of January. I understand if you need that little booster, but I can't be asked for that. I've never made resolutions. I don't stick to them, but I don't need a new year to make a resolution. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it my own time. It's not going to take me fucking a brand new year to start.
Completely agree. I feel the same about that as I do.
Okay, can we take away the hippie shit now then? Because now can you be on my team again?
This is the CC that I know and love.
Right.
It's the same, like it's like Valentine's Day. Like, don't do one day a year be romantic. If you want to be, just do it all the time. And this is what I hate is I think New Year is it's just a time for procrastinators to tell everyone what they want to do and never do it. We all have an idea.
But if it makes them feel better, don't we just let them leave them to it, no?
Well, no, because it makes me feel worse. Okay. So stop it.
Stop it, all right? Just stop it. Stop making New Year's resolutions.
No, I agree with you. If you want to make all these changes and do all that is great. Like, I'm all for self-improvement and everyone being a better version of themselves and trying to be a better version of themselves. But don't air what you're going to do and don't do it. Just do it. Just do it.
That's the key. That is it. Don't air it. Like, no one needs to know your business. Like, no, and not everybody needs to fucking know. Like, just shut the fuck up and do it yourself. Like, no one really cares. No one cares.
No, what exactly? And also, if you are going to do it, just fucking genuinely, just fucking do it. I hate it when people just talk about what they're going to do and never do it. And that is what I feel New Year's is. It's a lot of people talking and giving it all the lip service and wasting their fucking breath talking about stuff they're never going to do. So on that Happy New Year's note...
That was fucking happy. So happy that there's a small part of me that doesn't really want to be back in England, but I would like to give you a hug right now.
I would love to give you a hug right now. I mean,
I'd hold you really tight. I would brush your hair.
That's exactly what I need.
With a comb.
Anyway, what are we doing? Is this like a show?
So today...
I forget what we do now because it's been so long.
Because it's just me and you, which I prefer, to be fair. I think
two of us.
Shit, we haven't sung yet.
We can make it. We try.
You and I. That was good. Fucking hell, we're still a little bit weird, aren't we? Can you educate me? I'm ready to be educated.
Well, I'll tell you what we're gonna do.
Oh, okay, we're not.
Why don't we? We don't have a guest. It is just me and you. We don't really have a theme.
No,
for this show.
The theme is me and you.
The theme is New Year resolutions, just general stuff. The show will continue to have celebrity guests when any of them can be bothered to come and have us. I'm particularly disappointed this week that we had someone booked, and unfortunately, due to conflict in the area and country they're in, they're unable to attend.
Do we share or do we just keep it secret?
I think we have to keep it secret because it's going to be a big fucking one.
Okay.
Said person returns. Bollocks. To the airwaves.
It will be good.
So we're going to do weird and wonderful dating news. We've also got, in this show, a New Year dating quiz. We've got a quiz, and I love a fucking quiz. We've got listeners' questions and stories. And by the way, the quiz, Cece and I have got the questions and the multiple choice answers, but we don't actually know the answers. So we're going to be playing a quiz along with you, and then we're going to...
We're all one, just like
we're
that.
All one. Do you know what I mean? Because we are
one circle, love, trust.
So, what we're going to start off with is New Year, same us. We're going to start.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
The dating sex book. Tell the people, just in case they've forgotten, what that means.
Okay, so every week Pete educates me on something new, something sexual. I have no idea what it is, and I haven't performed it, but I'm feeling lucky. I'm feeling like this could be my week. It's a new year. It's a new me. Lol. Maybe I have done this one.
I feel like this is one that you are going to understand. I feel like you may get this. And I also feel like you have done this.
Okay.
Or you've had this before.
Done to me.
Are you ready?
Don't give it away. I am so ready. I'm ready. I'm like meditating ready.
Okay. Fucker's remorse.
Is that what it's called? Fucker's remorse?
Fucker's remorse. I'm not just blurting words out. I haven't got Tourette's. Fucker's remorse.
Fucker's remorse. I just feel like that's really angry. Yeah. And that's the kind of noise you make when you do it.
That sounds like you're gagged.
Wow, you said this is something that I might have done before.
Have you been gagged? So, fucker's remorse. You ready?
Yes.
When
it's
after having sex with a person, you start to feel shame, disgust, or regret. So, for example, you feel shame, disgust, or regret having agreed to maybe do some sort of sex act which you hadn't committed to, or it's that feeling of after sex where you go, and you're remorseful about what's just happened. You feel shame, a little bit disgusted in yourself, a little bit disgusted in what's happened, the event that just happened. It could be, you know, like sometimes you get the ick. It could be, it could be remorse about something you've done when you think, oh God,
I didn't mean to do that.
I was so caught up in the moment, I let him piss on my face. And then afterwards, you're remorseful about it.
So,
which presumably is something, that's why I think you may have done it.
Mm. Maybe it's just when you sleep with someone that you just, it's just fucking gross. And you're like, why the fuck did I just sleep with you?
Yeah, like, that could be fucker's remorse, but...
I've definitely been there. Oh, I've been there. I think I've told you about the time I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely have, yeah.
Yeah. So for example, even we've discussed this before. You, I'm not going to go too much into it because obviously I know you don't like to share these parts of your life. But at some point, let's say my friend, and let's call her Coco. let's say Coco has recorded herself having sex. And my other friend, who let's call, because his name's definitely not Pete, so let's call him Pierre. So Coco and Pierre may have recorded themselves having sex, not necessarily with each other, but for the benefit of this, let's say together, and then watching it back, and then gone, oh, God.
Yeah.
That's remorse as well. That's
okay. Remorse.
Yourself and gone, no, I'm disgusted in what I've just seen.
Thanks for explaining that and going to detail and sharing with everybody.
Thank you. For anyone wanting to know, Coco and Pierre are definitely not CC and I.
Made up characters, yeah. They
definitely
are
not CC.
Hypothetical situation. Coco and Pierre.
I actually feel like we may have given birth to something on the first episode of the new year, which is that our auto egos could now be Coco and Pierre.
Love it. Done.
So
this is going to get me out of so much shit. I'm going to be like, it wasn't me. It was Coco.
It wasn't me. It was Coco. And I'll be like, it wasn't me. It was Pierre.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to the weird and wonderful dating news?
Why not? Let's do it. Let's find out what's weird in the world. So, a woman forced to isolate with Tinder date after they both test positive for COVID. Taken to TikTok, a woman called Sarah said that she had just met a match from an online dating site when they both found out they had coronavirus.
Hey, Corona.
Thank you. Despite barely knowing each other, they faced 7 days seeing no one but each other. This led to Sarah documenting her time with her man and sharing it on TikTok. Soon followers were branding it an Omicron rom-com. I can't even say it. Omicron rom-com.
Aye, Corona.
As the pair watched Geordie Shore, ordered food, played Mario Kart, and lived a domestic bliss for days. And it seemed to be going well, as the potential suitor had also been busy in the kitchen whipping up meals for her. It is certainly one way to test whether their relationship could go the distance. How would you cope in that situation? That is a question to you, Pete.
I feel like that is the perfect way to work out whether or not that is someone you want to spend more time with. Mm-hmm. Also, it's quite a funny shared experience if you were to build a relationship on it. And I do feel like relationships are best built when you have a bond and something to share. Mm-hmm. So your sharing of that initial, this is how we met and then we had to isolate for 10 days, is a fucking great story for the grandkids.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think and it is.
I just think it's cool. Like, I think it's quite a, I quite like the idea of that.
I like it. And also for someone like me, I don't know about other people out there, but when I first meet someone, I want to spend all my time with them. So if you spend like 7 days flat with someone, then you come across as a little bit needy. It's like, fucking hell, hun, like, stop trying to see me. This would be perfect for me. Yeah, so needy wouldn't even come into it. It'd just be like, I've got to spend another day with you. What are we going to do today? I think it'd be brilliant. I would love it. And if we fucking hate each other after,
it's still
answered. Boom.
It's still an experience. The danger with this is that you spend that time with each other and you're in a bubble, because you are, you're in this kind of bubble, that actually we can all be the best version of ourselves for 10 days when you first meet someone.
But
if you're in this bubble, I think you could for 10 days. If you're in this bubble where you only really have each other because you can't see other people and you've got nothing else going on, you kind of get caught up and wrapped up in this intense environment. Mm-hmm. And actually, when you get back out into the real world and you're able to see other people, do other things and do what you want, do your lives actually fit together? So there's a danger that the intensity means that you have to be with each other, so you've got that thing to concentrate on. But then when there's distractions come involved, is that still there? That's the danger.
You know what it's making me think of? Love Island. This is what happens in Love Island. You are in a forget it's TV, you're in a bubble, and no one can understand how these guys, girls fall in love so quickly. Well, because you're in a fucking bubble and it's intensified. You know, 24 hours is like 7 days with them. So, you know, it's the thing. Is it going to last on the outside or is it not? And some people do. There's been loads of couples that have come out and still together.
Well, you say loads of couples, not really.
Yeah, there's about two,
Percentage-wise, not really. However, it gives me a good opportunity to do a shout-out to two very good friends of mine, Alex Bowen and Olivia Bowen, who are pregnant. They've got married. And now lives pregnant, and I couldn't be happier. They are, genuinely, I'm not even just saying it, genuine couple who met on Love Island and fucking love each other, and they're both great people, great, great people. So, and they'll be amazing parents.
I love hearing that. So it does fucking work.
The only problem I have with this story is that they called it an Omicron rom-com. Great. What they actually did in their 10 days sounds fucking horrendous.
How many times a day do you think they had sex?
Right. Well, this was the question I was going to have. Do you think they had sex?
150,000%. And if they didn't, what the fuck,
we don't know, because it doesn't say that. Because they've been on one date and then at twice date. Maybe.
No, they did. Come on. When you think of what it is, and a date is like, so say you go on 3 dates before you sleep with someone, or like whatever, you know, there's no statistic, but say that's like an average, whatever. This is condensed. This is so, it's...
Don't get me wrong. I'm almost certain that they fucked like rabbits, but you don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you this. If someone have sex with me after seven or 10 days they did together?
10.
Let's say 10, fuck it. If someone didn't sleep with me after 10 days of being with them and played fucking Super Mario Kart with me, they would be so far in the friend zone, I'd be pissed off.
So what about, so all right, then put it this way. They went on a date, then they had to go into isolation. How quickly after being, if they were to give it 10 days, do you think they fucked on the first day? Or do you think it was maybe all day two or day three? Or how do you think that would work?
That is such a decent question.
So if you were, I completely agree. There's 100% they fucked. But maybe they didn't. But they did.
They did.
Well, interesting story. Right, next one.
Next, oh shit, we're still on dating stories. Come on, go. Read it to me.
My girlfriend's furious because said she wasn't the most beautiful woman on earth. A man has divided opinions after he told his girlfriend that he didn't think that she was the most beautiful woman in the world. The man was out with his girlfriend Katie and his pals when talk turned to celebrity crushes. After Katie disagreed with a statement from a friend that their celebrity crush was the most beautiful, she urged her partner to big up her beauty. But he landed himself in deep water after saying what he really thought. Instead of telling her what she wanted to hear, he told her the truth. He said...
this is God.
He said he felt like saying yes, but didn't want to lie, especially as he's never stopped... This is quite a savage way to do it.
Cool.
Right. He said he felt like saying yes, but didn't want to lie, especially as she'd never stopped boasting about it, as being proud is one of her bad traits. He admitted that although he tried to be polite, his response sounded awful. Katie was obviously upset and left. Later texted him to say that he had embarrassed her in front of all her friends and that he was an arsehole. This is a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Because I sort of agree. Unless she actually is, or he actually thinks that, but there is a part of me that wants to be real. There are beautiful people all over the world, like attractiveness wise. Do you know what I mean? Like there is always someone better looking. There is always someone more beautiful wherever you go, because beauty is objective, isn't it? Mm-hmm. However, that's not the important part. You have to be attracted to someone, but they don't have to be. How many 10 out of 10s have you seen and met and gone, fuck me, they're stunning. What a beautiful person. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you want that person.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, for example, like you could, I don't know, like you can be with someone who you find really attractive and is really good looking, but that doesn't mean that you don't still fancy the fuck out of, I don't know who the fuck you fancy, Richard Gere or whoever. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Who is actually probably more attractive than the person you're with. And that's fine. Richard Gere can have that because you love the person you're with.
Mm-hmm. I think there's different levels to this, and it's either there's like moving parts to it. Like maybe she, even though she comes across as arrogant, is it just because she's actually really insecure and she's covering it up? Is it that he doesn't give her enough compliments and that's why she feels insecure, so she plays the arrogant card? I don't agree in lying, but at the same time, you can jokingly say to you know, you can be talking about someone else saying, my celebrity crush is da 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 da. Oh, but of course, Dan, you're the most beautiful woman in the world. Yeah. You can make up for it in a jokey kind of way. And
I think that they made that an unnecessary argument. But I do sort of agree. So, for example, if you had a boyfriend, does that mean that he is the most beautiful man in the world?
No.
No, but you love him and he's the person that you fancy and that's the person you want to be with. Like, do you know what I mean? But yeah. Then you've
got... It's so not about that though, is it? That's what I mean. It's just exactly. So not about... It's not... Like, you fall in love with someone's soul. You don't fall in love with their face. Like, we do. Like, there were some fucking fit faces out there. But you don't fall in love with them. But that... I just think this is going to come down to two people. Someone's insecure in the relationship. Either he needs to fucking compliment her more or she needs to stop being so insecure. I mean, that's easier said than done because if you're insecure, you're insecure, it takes work. Maybe she was just embarrassed that he was in front of his friends and it would have been nice if he'd given her a little bit of a compliment. Makes sense?
Does make sense. And I just want to point out that you look fabulous and tan. not at all sweaty. And I just think you're a beautiful person. For anyone that is still listening, which I very much doubt, this is the dating show on Food Bar Radio. We've still got some bits coming up. We've got a rich.
We have.
Not now. So we've got listeners' questions and stories, which have been coming later, which I cannot wait for. It's our favourite thing, isn't it, Cece?
It is, actually. It is.
But before we do that, we're doing something new. It's a new year, and Cece and I, we're going to do a quiz.
We're going to do a quiz. So, a New Year's quiz.
Yeah.
And it's not cringy. It's a good one, actually. Anyone that says New Year's quiz, I think, oh, fuck off. But I don't feel like that when I see ours.
No, because I look at our quiz and I go, yeah, fuck it. Let's do it. Now, Cece yeah. and I, we have got the questions and with the multiple choice answers in front of us. So we're going to discuss each one. We don't know what the answers are. But our fabulous producer, who we love very dearly, Georgia. George is going to send us. Why are we saying it like that?
George, it feels good when it rolls off the tongue.
I like George. I like it. George is going to send us.
George.
He's going to send us the.
Wish I'd known you as a child, Pete. We would have been so fucking naughty. We would have been so irritating and little shit like.
We would be horrible little pricks.
Horrible. Horrible.
To be honest with you, we're both 30 plus now and we're still horrible pricks.
Horrible.
Especially when we join together. I feel like you're the yin to my yang. Right, so stop waffling.
All right.
New Year quiz.
Go on, then.
Question one.
Yeah.
You have three options for this. So question one, what was Tinder's most used emoji in 2021? Was it A, the aubergine? We all know what that means. Dick.
Yes.
Was it B, the side eye? And number C, the shrugging emoji.
Okay. I think it's C, shrugging, haven't got
is
your tits.
Shrugging. I think it's side eye. I think the eyes, yeah, because I think it's one of them things that I feel like that is. And the reason I say this is because I'm basing this on Instagram DMs and shit that I get or whatever else. And presumably you're going to be the same. A lot of people don't know how to start a conversation when it comes to social media, whatever else. So what they do is they send eyes, as in like, I see you. And that's like the opening part of it. Or
really?
I thought
fucking weird.
Yes. I thought a flame emoji was going to be on there, but it's not. So I'm going to say eyes was the most good, because I think that's the thing that people, because it doesn't really say anything. It's sort of flirty going, I see you. Like I'm looking at you.
Oh, is that what it is?
So I think
someone just sent me eyes. I think, oh, fuck off. That would be my response.
Yeah, because you've had eyes before.
Right. So what's the answer then? Where is she? Where's Jill? George.
And it is the side eyes emoji.
Oh, shit. Tell us. So, read.
According to Tinder, there was a massive 40% increase in people using that particular emoji, taking over from the laughing crying face emoji and shrugging emoji, which still earned second and third place respectively. So it's 1-0 to me.
Eyes, 1-0 to you. Okay, let's see.
One point to me.
Okay.
Question two.
What percentage of Bumble users say they are now, post-pandemic, more open to public displays of affection?
Ooh.
A, 34%, B, 56%, or C, 68%?
That's a tough one. I am not usually a big fan of PDA, public displays of affection. Basically.
But your love language is physical touch, so... Yes.
It is, but it's to the point where, you know, like, when you go out and you see people all over each other and all that sort of stuff in restaurants and whatever else, I sometimes think, oh, it makes me cringe a little bit.
No, I've definitely been there, but that means I've had too many tequilas. Definitely been there.
Trust me, I've been there. And in fact, I've got some great stories for you after this show.
I mean, you fucking shared already what you fucking get up to with your PDA. I'm Donico.
Coco, no.
Well, okay, Pierre, okay. Okay. So anyway, back to the quiz.
Back to the quiz.
It's not all about you and I.
I think this is quite a hard one. So what percentage of Bumble users say they are now, post-pandemic, more open to public displays of affection? A, 34, B, 56, C, 68. I would say it's A. I think it's a small amount.
Yeah, I would say A, because now everyone's scared to touch each other because of catching COVID.
Yeah, the only reason why I think it would be if it's gone up is because people have spent so long not touching people that now they're just fucking rampantly touching people. Do you know what I mean? Like fucking just want to be around, I just want to touch her. But I still
this is a good one. I still think
it's low. So I'm going to say 34. Do we agree?
I agree. Let's go low. 34.
God.
Yeah. 68. Wow.
8%.
So people are getting handy. Fuck.
So people are, yeah, fucking touchy-feely motherfuckers.
They are doing stuff.
Touchy-feely people.
To each other in public.
Yeah, they are. Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, do you know what?
Go on.
Recently when I've been out, maybe it's because it's Christmas and it's been Christmas and New Year's and that, there's been an awful lot of, like, dry humping and people yeah, maybe that makes sense, actually.
I should have stayed in England for Christmas, shouldn't I? If that was going on, I should have stayed.
No, you're
in Bali.
You're in
Bali. I haven't been dry humped in ages. Yeah, but no one's dry humped me here.
But you're in Bali, right? Everyone in Bali fucks for fun. They're just out there dicking everywhere.
So this is what I've been told. I've been told I'm not going to find my dream man here because, not that I'm looking for my dream man here at all, but this is what people presume I'm looking for. Because everyone does fuck everyone. Like, the relationships are open. So if you're not just seeing one person, everyone is shagging everyone. I was like, interesting.
Yeah. And that is actually why she has gone there. Cece has gone to Bali
for sex,
mainly with couples. She does enjoy a couple.
There's loads of erotic. I might have one of these actually. There's an erotic massage you can have here.
So that is,
I've learned loads already.
So Cece's going to go get a sort of a full massage, really loosen up her back.
I'm not even joking. They massage you with their willies. It's four men and they massage you with their willies. And if you want women, then they can massage you with their tits.
I love the sound of this. And I do feel like the show has got quite dull. We've done so many. So I do feel like maybe what we should do is do a live show of the dating show.
No, I feel as much as I like PDA.
Slap their cocks across your face. I feel like that's a great idea.
I think it would be a better idea if I have the experience and then I share what happened after. But I'll go through it in detail. And sometimes you don't know if it's a dick or a ball, what it is. Because, like, if someone's on your foot, right, and they're massaging, say four people, you know, you can be touched everywhere, and then someone's swiping a willy, you're like, is that a willy? Is that a ball? Is that a hand? You don't really know. I haven't had it done yet, but I might do. I was just told in detail what happens.
I know we're halfway through a quiz, but I feel like we should just take a moment. Everyone, close your eyes. DC, close your eyes.
I just need to swallow, but I don't want everyone to listen. Go on.
I just feel like everyone needs to imagine CC rubbed, stroked, caressed by four penises at the same time. Just take a minute.
I've got something to add to it though as well.
Oh, is it cum?
Well, yeah. So basically what they do is they try, because what their whole thing is that they want you to be relaxed. So if they make you cum, then that's that other muscle, like the one muscle left that isn't relaxed. So if you walk away from the massage and you haven't cum, then you're not fully relaxed.
Excellent. I thought you meant it was going to be them coming. So you were going to get the four men were going to come on you and make you look like a plasterer's radio.
Do you know what? That's a good question. Are they erect?
Are you instead of oil? Just rub.
Or are they floppy? Surely they've all got to have hard penises. Otherwise, that's just like a floppy willy just slapping itself all over you. Like, How's maybe that going
to maybe you just have to give them a little wank off whilst they're doing it just to get them
no,
going.
No, I asked that. I don't think you do. I think you just lay there.
That was an option. Do you pay extra for that option?
I didn't ask it was an option, but I was curious. But you don't wank them off. They
maybe you know when you go for a massage and they say, what sort of pressure do you want, hard or soft? Maybe that's what you do. Maybe you have an
option.
Do you want hard
that's
or soft? And then, okay, we need four hard penises. Yeah. Give me four hard dick.
Come on, four hard dicks, come on. Yeah.
Flaccid dick for me. I want the flaccid ones. What would you choose, hard or flaccid?
Hard. Yeah, because I just think otherwise it'd just be like a pathetic, like, you know, what's the point in that? That's not going to get a knot out.
But what would it be like if it was hard?
Like, so say if I've got like a knot in my neck or in my back, obviously I need you to go quite hard on it. And if it's floppy, it's not going to do anything. So it'd just be like, it'd be like being stroked by a penis. And that isn't my fantasy. Okay, can we move on to the third question now?
We've learned an awful lot about you. And do you know what?
I haven't even been here that long yet either. Fucking hell.
I'm happy about it. Right, question three. What is the average amount of time 18 to 24-year-olds spend on online dating apps per week? This is a good one.
So I think I know the answer.
24-year-olds, how much time do they spend on dating apps per week? I presume that is the main demographic of people that are on dating apps, 18 to 24.
Yeah.
So how long do they spend online a week on dating apps?
Yeah.
A, 5 hours. B, 10 hours. C, 15 hours.
I'm going 15.
You think 15? That's a long
definitely
time.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to say 10.
Okay.
At the minute, it's 1-0. This is very important. So this could be you bring it back.
Bring it back. Okay, let's go.
10! It's 10 again.
Oh, fuck. You're getting good at this. This is annoying. Can we play the game that I'm good at now? I'm bored of this. I don't like you losing.
Badoo surveyed 5,000 of its 370 million worldwide users and found that millennials are spending an incredible 10 hours per week swiping through dating apps. Fuck me. In all seriousness, though, what a waste of 10 hours.
Yeah, I know.
Think
well, my friend...
10 hours.
Here in Bali, this is another thing that...
You could have 10 dick massages.
You can. And if you pray for premium, this is on the dating apps, this isn't the dicks.
Oh, right, favorite. What's premium dick?
I'd like to know. I bet there is a premium service with it. Do you know what I'm going to find out? I really am. I'm just digging. If you pay for premium, then you just get notified when someone likes your profile. So that means you're not scouring through like shitloads of people. You just get notified. And then you like, say you get like 15 likes and you get to pick, do I like any of these people? No, I don't. Or yes, I do.
Do you know what I find most interesting about that is not how long people are spending swiping through that shit. It's the fact that they have 370 million worldwide users and people still can't find a decent person.
Fuck, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's
370 million. What does that say about the online dating world then? It says that it's
too much choice.
It's too much choice.
So
it works, but then it doesn't work. Yeah.
It opens you up to the opportunity of meeting more people, but the people that you meet have also got more opportunities to meet more people, so they don't stick with... They don't give the right attention or concentration to something that could develop and blossom into a beautiful garden. Instead, they just pick the flower. And if you pick something, it doesn't grow.
Ah, how lovely.
Thank you.
I like that analogy.
See what I mean? Like, if you pick something, it doesn't grow. That's what I'm bringing to the dating show this week. What you're bringing is a four-dick massage. So, next up, we... God, Bali's changed you. You've changed. So next up, question four. Tell me.
What percentage of dating site users lie about their height, weight, or age in their profiles?
Excellent.
This could be...
You missed question four, but we're going to go straight to question five. So let's do that one.
We're going to go to question five.
What percentage of dating site users lie about their height, weight, or age on the profiles? Right. Tell us.
A, 56%. B, 69%. Or C, 81%.
judging by our listeners' questions and stories, which is our reference and our mini survey of this, I'm going to say it's quite high.
Mm.
Because a lot of people seem to catfish the fuck out of everyone.
It's fucking annoying. Really fucking annoying getting catfish. I'm going to go high as well. I'm going to go middle. I'm going to go B, 69.
I think I'm going to say the same as well. It can't be. If it's 81%, then the world's fucked.
If it's 81%, that makes sense why there's 360 fucking million or whatever they are on Badoo. Because
yeah, true.
Because they're all fucking lying to everyone. That's why you can't find someone.
Genuinely, if it's 81% of people lie about what they look like on the dating app where they're trying to find someone, then stop the world, I want to get off. Because that is 81% of people lying would be horrendous. So I fucking hope to God it's 81%. So I agree with you. I do think it'll be high. Yeah. 69%. That's fucking 7 out of 10 people are lying about. Fucking hell, that's bad. In fact, either one of them answers is bad. 80 is worse, but still.
It is. Because you're starting something, whatever it is, with a lie.
So how do you build a solid foundation? Your house will fall down if it doesn't have solid foundations.
Agreed.
Joel. Oh, my God. Stop it.
Fuck. 81%. According to studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, 81% of dating users lie about their height, weight, or age. Women typically indicate 3 to 5 kilograms less than they actually are. Men in this regard are more truthful. They reduce only a kilogram or two, but they add a few centimeters to their height, which I can definitely agree with that one. Fucking hell, everyone's getting lied to. 8 out of 10, that means there's 2 people left that aren't going to lie. Get married to them.
Exactly. So just don't let the 8 people that have lied to you from day one put you off everyone.
No, exactly.
Despite the fact that you're going to be lied to not once, twice, 3, 4 times, but multiple times. You're going to be lied to non-stop on dating. In fact, almost everyone's a liar. There's only 2 out of 10 that aren't lying to you. But the other 8, they're fucking lying.
But hang on, let's turn this round, actually.
I guarantee that the one you really like will be one of the liars.
Let's turn it round. So, the good thing about this is that it gets people to open their minds up a little bit more, because if I put on a dating app that I was 6 foot and a guy wanted a 6 foot woman because that's his fantasy, he likes tall women, right? And then I turn up 5 foot 5 and he's like, you fucking bitch, you lied. And I'm like, yes, but... I am fucking incredible, and you wouldn't have got to meet me and my incredible self if I had told you the truth about my height, and we could blossom and be in love, and all it was a little white lie about my height.
I completely agree with you. And my response to that would be, I agree, but what you are now to me is a fucking liar.
Oh, fuck's sake.
So... nice way to try and twist it, but...
No, because men... Okay, the reason why is because every fucking date I've been on, every single guy has lied about their height, unless they're 6 foot 4 and they're like, yo, I'm fucking 6 foot 4, the massive wanger. And they don't lie about that.
And what do you normally say to them? Do you want to massage me with it?
I'm like, come to mama. No, I get very excited when I go on that plane. And I shave. That's what happens.
I can't think of anything now other than 4 men just walking around you, stroking you with their cock.
I can't wait to experience it so I can share.
I can't wait to hear about it, yeah, in all seriousness.
My initial reaction, I'll tell you what my initial reaction was, it's a bit much. It's a bit much, because I like to feel all the sensations. Yeah. So when I'm having a massage...
You only have 3 at a time, don't you?
Like 4 people touching you at once, it's a lot. Yeah, 3 I can probably deal with, but 4 is a lot.
DC, let's just take a minute. Yes.
Is this CC or Coco right now?
This is whoever you want to be right now.
Okay, go on then.
Because I think it's part of it. I think there's a bit of both. Right. 4 people touching you is a lot. You're right. But yeah. You missed the main part of that. 4 people touching you with their dicks.
Yeah.
It's a bit more than a bit much.
No, that wasn't my response. I'm going to own this. I just felt like it was genuinely just a bit much. Because I want to embrace every moment and every feeling. Like, there's nothing better than for me, physical touch and that sensual feeling. So if I've got 4 dicks, it's just too much.
So how many dicks is an appropriate level of dick for you?
Well, I had a manicure and a pedicure at the same time last week, and that was too much for me. There was no dicks. I know, I was gutted as well. Absolutely gutted. I was raging, in fact. No, I felt it was too much. I wanted to feel the hands and the feet being massaged, and it was all just too much going on. So maybe, I think one dick's enough.
Okay, so maybe what they could do is just have them waiting outside, and they could each do 15 minutes each. So you're still getting the four dicks, but it's one at a time. So then it's just you taking...
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, it's just you taking four dicks in an hour, as you would be, because that's what you're paying for. You're paying for four dicks in an hour. So it's just you taking four dicks, but instead of having all four dicks at once, you'll just have one at a time, one after the other. So you'll just get dicked four times instead of once by four dicks, which I think you should ask for. I think they should do that as a service. So let us know about how you find taking four dicks in an hour. On the next episode of the show.
The problem with this is I love this conversation so much.
George,
I don't want to leave it there though. I want to keep talking about it because I'm so engrossed in this. Like this conversation I had the other night went on and on and on. But then I keep having this thought in my head that my auntie listens to this show.
Well, this is why I sort of want to leave it there and I keep just because I know George is going to cut some of this up and I like to leave it at that point because it just means that that's a solid CC's going to take four dicks in an hour. And I think that's just a happy place for us to start. Right. Okay. So that was the quiz. Well done, CC. You got none right.
I got none. No.
But on the plus side, listen. Who needs to get questions right when you've got four dicks? So
we're going to go straight to our listeners' questions and stories. And I believe,
it's our favourite part of the show anyway, isn't it?
It is our favourite. Basically, that's what we wanted. We just asked our producer if we could just skip because we just love this part so much. So we've got a story from Sophie. Sophie, give us what you got.
So Sophie sent us in the story. So I'm going to read that.
Oh, has she?
Yes. So, by the way, just before we do this, because I feel like we've just completely forgotten we're doing a show. This is the dating show on FUBAR Radio, where we discuss all sorts, don't we, babe?
Literally.
Yeah, and today's been a real...
highlight.
Eye-opener. But on the plus side, this is the first show of 2022. Are we in 2022?
We're in 2022.
Yeah, Jesus.
Shit. I know, it feels weird, doesn't it?
I'm about to say that. The first show of 2022, the plus side of this is we can only get better from here. So, right, so the first one is from Sophie, yeah?
Sophie, go.
This is what she said. A few years ago, I met a guy at a party and we had a mutual friend. Nothing happened at the party, but he seemed like the nicest and most genuine guy I'd ever met. He later asked me to go on a date and I said yes. We went bowling and got drunk and had a great time. We continued talking, but I started to lose interest a little bit. We went on a second date and it was just strange. He was also rude to the waitress and to me and sat on his phone most of the time.
Oh.
After this date, I sent him a polite message saying, thank you for the dates and it was nice to get to know you, but I'm not feeling it. I was quite shocked when he would not accept this. He was not okay with me not wanting to date him and started sending me abusive messages and demanding I go on another date with him. I refused, obviously, but he would not leave me alone. Constant messages and threats to show up at my house. And at one point, he even threatened to nail me to a couch and do whatever he wanted to me. He did show up at my house once, which resulted in me punching him in the face.
What?
Him on everything and moved on. Then about a year later, I happened to be looking in my message requests on Facebook, and it turned out that he was still sending me messages a year later. There was a mixture of messages. Some were begging for me to give him another chance, and then there were others of him being very abusive because I didn't like him. It was absolutely mad. Sophie, thank you for the story, but what the fuck?
He's beyond stalking, isn't he? He's got a bit obsessive with her, I think.
Yeah, that's full on obsessive. Let's break it down.
Let's break it down.
Seemed like the nicest, most genuine guy I'd ever met. This is why we all give the best version of ourselves the first time you meet, and then suddenly the wheels fall off the bus because people can't be what they think people want them to be. That's why you should just be. Anyway, so they went on a date and it was fine. They had a good time, blah, blah, blah. But she started to lose interest a bit. So obviously there wasn't that much of a connection after the first time. She went on a second date. He was on his phone. The bit that I know will get on your nerves, and it's one of my pet hates, is he was rude to the waitress.
Yeah, yeah. That's straight up. Bye.
Yeah. So she then said that to him, which is fine, because completely understandable. She weren't feeling it. Sounds like she did it in a nice way. The fact that he was shocked and would not accept this, he's arrogant as fuck. The abusive messages.
That's just taking it to another level.
That's maybe you'd think to yourself, listen, that's someone whose pride's been hurt and he's just gone over the top and fucking immature and what a knobhead. Fine. Demanding to go on another date, weird. But you think, fine. Anyway, the next bit, I genuinely think this is someone that needs fucking help and someone should talk to the police about this guy. He threatens to nail her to a couch and do whatever he wanted.
That's what I mean. This is like another level.
I mean, I don't think we need to say anything about that.
No.
And I'd rather not say anything about that, if I'm honest with you. Anyway, my favourite part of this story is that he did show up to the house despite the threats and all that bollocks, and she punched him in the face. Fucking yes, Sophie. Go, Sophie.
Yeah. Sophie, call the police. Oh, it's done now, isn't it? But next time, don't even let it get to that point of him turning up at your house. Call the fucking police. Do you know, abusive messages are enough to take something to the police.
Yes, it's trolling and whatever else, if it's people that you don't know.
Yeah. But
yeah, if it's abusive messages, it is enough, especially threats of physical violence, like nailing you to a couch.
Fucking, anyway, that is...
I completely agree. This story, as nutty as it is, the one thing in this that hasn't been mentioned is police, which you should have probably done. But still, I like the fact you punched him in the face, because, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, I quite like that as well. I'll get a little bit out.
And the messages a year later... I mean, this guy's, it's a shame because, I mean, I don't really know what to say about this one because he's obviously got some sort of issues.
Yeah, this has gone past pride and ego. This is way past that. This is something else going on, yeah.
But on the plus side, Sophie, you must be a fucking catch. That's one nice way to look
take
at it.
Take it, yeah.
This with you because you are a fucking great person. So, Sophie, yeah.
We got you back.
We got you.
Call the police.
Yeah, what a story to start the new year with. Next up, we've got advice, CC. This is your time to shine.
Are you going to read it or is it?
No, we have actually got Emma, who we're going to hear from now.
Hey, Pete and CC. So every year at the beginning of the year, I always go on my dating apps and scroll right back down to the bottom of the messages sent like a year ago. And sort of reconsider past flames which I let die out. Is it really random / wrong to message someone after it's been about a year that you haven't spoken to them?
I love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I do, but because I've done that before, my immediate response, I might change it in a minute, is if you said no the first time round, it's probably going to be the same thing. It's usually when there's nothing left on the app, so you're like, oh, fuck, I'll go through my old ones. And then you're like, what did I not like about him? Or yeah, he said that, or whatever it was. So I think the same thing comes up when you try and reconnect. I'd like to think that, you know, a year later, maybe you're more open to whatever that problem was. But for me personally, it's always been the same thing. He's just a bit... fucking odd.
Okay. I mean, I've never done this, and I don't have as much experience on dating apps as you do. So I don't know. I didn't mean that in a bad way, but like I haven't used them as much. So I've never done this, but it makes me think it's a really good idea. But obviously you have done it and think it's about it. But I just think maybe timing sometimes does have an impact on life. And a year is a long time for you to be able to grow and do whatever else. And possibly at that point, someone might not have been right for you for whatever reason. Don't get me wrong. If it's because someone's not right for you because they're a cock, then they are probably still going to be a cock.
Yeah, I've done this. I started dating the person I said no to. No, I'm not at all. I think they're great. I've found lovely boyfriends on dating apps. I know it's for me, it's I guess the personal thing. I know personally, if I've said no to someone, it's probably because it is a, the flag is, it doesn't have to be a red flag. It might be an amber flag, but the amber flag is enough for me to say no.
I suppose, Emma, if you're doing it for reflection.
Yeah.
Then I think that's a great idea. If you're doing it because there's fuck all else about and you're bored.
That's probably not the right way to start dating. Yeah. Then you'll.
It's not a good idea. But if it's like a reflection. Yeah. Look at like past messages and think, fuck me, this is what I said a year ago. This was a conversation I was having a year ago and I've grown. Maybe now actually we might have more in common because I've changed who I am or whatever. Mm. Then I don't think that's a bad idea because I think that's maybe just down to timing and it could be, if someone was a cock a year ago, they probably asked they're going to be a cock. But if it was just a case at the time you weren't really feeling it or you're too busy with work or you had too many options at the time, so you didn't give enough attention to something, and then maybe you know, a year later you've grown, and then I think reflection-wise, then it sounds like a good idea to me. If it's out of boredom, then don't bother.
No, I do. It's like anything. Like it's like I find that people that don't who find the dating apps shit are because they're entering into that dating app like, oh, I'm never going to find anyone. Oh, see, they're all shit. So their mindset is in that way. So if you're bored, or if you're like, oh fuck it, there's no one left, and then you're like scrolling down to the bottom of, you know, the 20th message that you sent a year ago, and that's the level you've got to, because you're like, oh, maybe I need to drop my standards. Don't fucking drop your standards, because the person will turn up. You just need to be in the right mind frame.
Yes.
So it depends. If you're dropping standards, don't do it. If it's not, and you're like, actually, I've grown it in years at a time, and maybe it's not my standards that has dropped, it's just I'm being more open-minded, then, you know, just remind yourself what the red flag was in the beginning.
Cece, as always, I completely and utterly agree with you. And then what you said is it a bit weird if you sent someone a message you haven't spoken to for a year? I don't think it's that weird. To be honest,
not weird at all.
I think it's actually quite funny. So I wouldn't be, if you actually really want to message that person, you think that's because there might be something there a year later, then fucking do it. But like Cece said, if you're fucking bored, just don't bother.
Yeah, wait until you're in a better headspace and then start dating again.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that it?
That's it. So, right, I'll see you later.
Well, I'll have an update for you next week.
Right, so, a new thing that we're going to do.
Oh, no, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
I know how your mind works. No, you're going to. Go on.
I think each week, right, especially as you're in Bali and you're all about self-reflection and improvement.
I love that Bali and go on.
You know, I'm just now, it's just all about self-reflection, improvement, you know, enlightenment and all that shit. So what you and I are going to do now each week is we are going to give each other homework.
Oh, fuck off, Pete. I'm not taking your homework.
No, listen.
Your homework will be go and get fucking fingered by four dicks. That's what my homework will be.
I'm sorry to bring this up, Cece, but the four dicks was your thing you brought to the table.
I did, but I don't want that to be my homework.
Okay, if you don't want that to be your homework, fine. Then what I want your homework to be is...
Okay, I've got homework for you. If you've got homework for me, go on, go.
So I want you to make a new friend this week and then tell me about... person next week.
Oh, okay. Is that it?
Yeah, because you're in a place where, listen, you don't know loads and loads of people. You know people. I want you to make a new friend this week. This is nice. So I'm not even doing it like in a funny thing.
Oh,
some of them might be funny at some point, but I want you to go and make a new friend and then tell me five things about that new friend next week.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's good, because you're in a new place where you're meeting people and you're all like, yeah. So I think go and do that.
Okay, my homework for you is to go on two dates, because that's very possible for you in the next week, and not sleep with either of them. And tell me five things about them. And they have to be new dates. They can't be like existing. Oh no, because you would have slept with them by then. They have to be new dates, and they have to be dates. They're not friendships, they're dates. Two dates, and you can't sleep with either of them. So basically,
What if I'm not currently dating?
Are you really not?
No. It's new year, new me. I'm just not dating at the minute.
If you're not dating...
No, do you know what I'll do? I'll go on one date this week. I'll do one.
All right, go on your date and tell me something about the person that you've never asked before on a date. Get a bit weird.
I can do that.
Get done. A
bit weird. So get a bit weird. To go on a date, not sleep with them, and get a bit weird.
Yeah, and then feedback.
And feedback. And yours is to make a new friend and tell me 5 things about them. And by new friend, I don't just mean ask, you know, the receptionist at the hotel 5 things about themselves and then find out their name. I want you to make a friend.
Okay, I'll find a friend.
Not just a stranger you ask 5 things about. I want you to make a new friend.
I heard you the first time. I'm going to do it.
And I want to see a picture of you and your friend.
Oh, fuck that. Well, do you want to have a selfie? No, no pictures. No. No. That's just too far.
All right, there we go. So that's the homework.
Okay, deal, done.
It's called, what are we going to call it? Coco and Pierre's homework.
Yeah, okay, done.
Fine, we're going to do that every week. And on that note, so this was the dating show on Foodbar Radio. Thank you to everyone that sends in your stories and questions. If you ever want to do that, because we love hearing from you and we love hearing the stories, however fucking weird they are, and we love to give advice because we love the sound of our own voice, despite the fact that we're not experts, then email us at thedatingshow@foodbarradio.com. Also, check out everything to do with this show, including probably all the funny bits of us making tips of ourselves like we do every week on the home, the HQ, the hub of the dating show, which is thedating_show on Instagram.
That's it, guys. Thanks. Thanks for staying with us if you still are there. Happy new experience, guys. Happy new fucking experience.
Experience. I can't believe I just said that. I just
copied
like a parrot.
Yeah, he did it.
Do you be you and do it every day, not just for fucking January. Ta-da.
Agreed.
When are you getting 4 dicks then?
Well, I think I have to go back to Seminyak to get it done. Because there's a particular salon that I can go to get it done.
Yeah, it's worth it.
It's a bit cleaner there.
Yeah, because if you're going to do it, you want clean dick.
Yeah, like a hygiene, hygienic salon.
Do you get to
where they clean per bed? Pardon?
You get to pick the dicks, or is it just random?
I don't know if I get to pick the dick.
Oh, it'd be good if you get.
See, that's another thing. Also, are you laying there face down, then the dick walks in, and then you just feel the dick stroking you, or are you like face up, and then you see the dick first, and you're like, oh no, not you.
Depends how you want to be. Do you want to see the dick before it rubs you, or do you
I think I'd rather see the dick, because imagine if it's a fat fuck off fucking hairy ass ready to swipe his chode on me.